Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is April the 23rd, 2020. As we are continuing our growth series for the month of April, I am super excited, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone who has been tuning into this show each and every week as we have closing out the month of April with tools and tips to assist businesses across the globe to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to be talking about some good tools and tips in reference to three ways to strengthen your marketing leadership. And I wanted to talk about that because getting a chance to hear about all of the different things that companies are coming up with right now or getting bombarded with, now that we're on this downward spiral right now in the economy as far as what's going on. And everybody's wondering, well, Ed, how can I continue to grow my business when nobody's really talking about buying? What can I do to continue to grow my business? As I said before and I say again, if you have an internet website, if you have an internet-based business, as well as a brick and mortar, you can do it online. Online is where it's at. Everything that we're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be promoting like clockwork. To build your business on the internet. Why? Because everybody has access to it. Two, you don't have to be face-to-face with anybody. And three, it gives them an opportunity to search what you have to offer in the marketplace. Again, what people want, need, can afford. You're satisfying only three things they've done in the marketplace. And it's what people want, need, can afford. And so when we talk about the marketing strategies or strengthening your marketing leadership, we're talking about the five P's of marketing. And I go over this every so often to kind of reiterate to entrepreneurs, new startups, businesses, so you guys can learn exactly why it's important to know the five P's of marketing. Again, it's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. The more we stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on this node, the better we are, the stronger we'll get, and we'll be able to know how to market to our target market effectively. And that's really what it's all about. And so when you're looking at strengthening your marketing leadership and building your brand, your business, you want to basically look at things that's going to help you grow. Again, growth is the most important component to date, is growth. But these days, marketers don't just want to chair a table, want to chair at the table, but they also want to lead the meeting. But no matter how smart or fast your marketing team is, if you have a marketing team, one, if you're doing the marketing yourself, it's a different level. But if you have a team put together, it comes out better. Why? Because you have now more opportunities to kind of brainstorm what's available and what can be done based on your personality, who you are as a company, and also what you're trying to do to get your brand out there. What do you represent? Who do you represent? And what is the purpose of you doing what you're doing today? But it's only one piece of the larger puzzle, ladies and gentlemen, that runs your company. Whether you're a part of a house in-house team or a member of an agency brought on to assist, it's your job as a marketer to ensure the rest of the business understands that marketing influences all areas of the company. Again, I'm going to say that again. It is your job as a marketer to ensure the rest of the business understands that marketing influences all areas of a company. Sales, service, development. These three things, ladies and gentlemen, sales, service, development. They all need marketing to amplify or clarify their message. So whatever your message is in your business, your marketing message, it has to be consistent. If you are the owner or the CEO of the company and you want to get out a clear message to the marketplace about what it is you do, what you have to offer, and understanding, again, the five P's of marketing, what you're promoting and what you're advertising, you want to make sure you have the right content in place. But before you can lead, you have to gain the respect of the company and of the people who you're going to be talking to get the message out. You have to respect and represent those people who are looking for the type of business, products, and services that you're providing. And not only that, quality customer service. I'm going to keep saying that. It's all about quality customer service. Is your company good at handling questions, concerns, challenges on a consistent, regular basis? Or is your company good at it or haven't learned how to effectively interact when it comes to things that people may have questions about? Well, to know more about that, and this is also part of your marketing matrix, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to share with you. But obviously, you have to do one of three things. Learn how to do this yourself, hire someone who is good at quality customer service, and three, knowing how to overcome objectives. If you do this well, you will grow better, bigger. Your investment should be in the overall success of the marketing strategies that you put in place. To accomplish this, you have to have a clear understanding what you're doing, how it's going to impact both the individual and the company as a whole. That's easier said than done, though, ladies and gentlemen. But here are three critical ways to change your company's perspective of marketing. Number one, be a leader. Position marketing as an ambassador of mission-critical company goals. And again, position marketing as an ambassador of mission-critical company goals. Every company has annual, quarterly, and even monthly revenue goals that are agreed upon by the executive team at the beginning of your fiscal year. But it is the rest of the company aware of these benchmarks. Are you sharing with your other group, if you have a group in your organization, about the goal? What is the goal annually? What is the goal quarterly? What is the goal monthly? What is your revenue goal each month that you want to generate in your business to sustain the business? So you have to come up with a clear understanding of what you need to continue to function as a business. So when you spend all of your time on content, email campaigns, webinars, and events, it can easily get tunnel vision. But I'm going to share this with you. Marketing keeps you on a focus point as to what your objective is and the goal that you set, because you have come up with content to reach how many customers do you need? How many customers do you want each day, each week, each month? A total, a number. How many new customers have you generated? And what is your reason why you're doing what you're doing? Most successful teams don't allow a lot of these questions to go unanswered. If you can't see the forest from the trees, you'll get mired down in routine and lose sight of why. This causes even the best organizations to lose their why and to lose their way. But let marketing be the beacon it's meant to be, steering the giant ship to port. Stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, in order to market correctly and consistently. Yes, you will get distracted. Yes, distractions do happen. But let's listen to this clearly. Starve your distraction and feed your focus, following one course until successful. I'm going to say that again. Starve your distractions and feed your focus. Number two, connect to individuals. Allow everyone to understand how their role contributes to the goals, to the company's goals, to the goals as a whole that is going to be a win-win across the board. It has to be a win-win scenario, ladies and gentlemen. What's important now, and as well as customers win, the customers win, and the company wins. Because the marketers is what you're going to use. Those are the guys, there's your front line, to get the message out to the general public. And once it's reached out to them, then you have the customers coming on, checking you out, looking at your product or service, and placing orders. Now it benefits the company. But you got to connect the dots properly. So let's connect to the individuals. You already know that your efforts create business interests, leads, and revenue. On their background, ladies and gentlemen, the department manager, whoever that may be, and the company executives may not understand exactly how marketing drives the bottom line. So as entrepreneurs, we have to understand that it takes marketing. Look at how much marketing has generated billions of dollars a year because of the fact of how it's being portrayed today. And now you have social media, you have YouTube, you have email marketing, you got video marketing, you got cause marketing for nonprofit organizations. We call it cause marketing. And then you also have business marketing, well, for entrepreneurs and businesses across the board. So how do we connect the dots with these different types of campaigns? Well, your marketing campaign should be simple. According to what you do, and according to the products and services that you provide in the marketplace, and as well as what your website is projecting. What is your website like? Is it interactive? Number one, if your website is not interactive today, ladies and gentlemen, you are behind the curve. You must have an interactive website. I'm going to go over that in detail, what that represents and what that means. As a business owner myself, as a web designer, marketing guru, and as well as with opportunities that we show as a tech company, we want to make sure that everyone understands the principles of the marketing concept. Not only that, what your website should look like today. Now, times have changed. This is 2020. No longer are we back in the year 2000, which was 20 years ago, where we used to have the slow marketing campaigns that we used to do, door-to-door and that kind of thing. And, of course, those things still work. Word of mouth is still the ties your business today. I don't care what nobody says, even though I'm going on a tech level, but on the word of mouth side, that still is effective. For those who don't have the capital to spend a lot of money on these campaigns, you don't have to spend a lot of money today on these campaigns. You just got to be smart enough to know exactly who you're reaching, how you're going to reach these people. So, again, your website, interactive. What does that mean? Meaning that I can interact with you as the business, as the company, leave content, my email, and schedule an appointment. I can also, on service that you're providing, schedule it with you and then give you feedback on that product or service in real time. Now, as a business today, if your website is not up to par, guess what happens? You lose out on all of that interactive with your clients and customers. Your customers cannot interact with you because there's nothing for them to fill out or sign up or to do. If you just want them to click and purchase, that's one thing. Yes, you want them to do that if you're an e-commerce site and you have a business purchasing online. You're doing the shipping or someone doing the shipping for you. You want to make sure that you still get feedback from your customers. And then any incentives that you're getting, part of the 5 P's of marketing, promotions. What promotions are you running each week? What sales are you rendering to your customers? And then also, what can you do to continue to draw more new business on a daily basis? So if you understand this, you can get the fact that everybody is going to have to be more user-friendly when it comes to connecting with individuals and making sure that you're doing what is called relationship marketing. You're building relationships with each person that you're connected with and each customer that you interact with, and they interact with you. And the more you stay on this level, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are. So that's one of the things you want to make sure that the matrix that you're putting together, the 5 P's of marketing, understanding the matrix of that, and making sure that you're implementing that on a regular daily basis in your marketing campaigns that you run each week. You should be running, as an entrepreneur, as a business, you should be running marketing campaigns on a regular weekly basis. Every week, there should be a new marketing campaign for your product or service that you're providing in the marketplace online. On social media, you should be promoting that every single week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Sorry, I had a few technical difficulties there. But as I was saying before, and I say again, in reference to marketing campaigns that you need to be doing each and every week for your business. Now, being consistent and persistent is the key, ladies and gentlemen, to your success. You have to be the one to do this consistently in season, out of season, and making sure that you're putting together the proper campaign for your product or service. You have to know which one is your better product or service or your top-of-the-line product or service that you're providing in the marketplace that people want, need, can afford, and that you're promoting it properly under the guidelines of what the product represents. So by championing the success of a company as a whole, the marketing team changes the perception, gets more allies within the business, and encourages more excitement towards future campaigns. Marketers and the companies they represent have a symbiotic relationship. You need each other. By explaining your approach, stepping outside your comfort zone, and creating others with some of your success, marketing can go far. And that way you guys can continue to build on each and every campaign you do in the marketplace. So you do need each other. It's all about the marketing campaigns. And it's all about how we together these campaigns. What are we doing when it comes to building your business? How are we doing the business today? Meaning that, what are we doing online? What are we doing on social media? How are we getting the word out? What product are we promoting for the week? What is your incentives for members purchasing those products? Are you giving out any incentives? Are you getting out any additional rewards for referring people to your site, to your business? And so once you get this understanding, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes much clearer and much easier for you to move along the needle of what your growth should look like each and every week and each and every month that you're doing business. Yeah, online is where it's at right now. Everybody is understanding that if I don't have a clear website, an interactive website, I'm not going to be successful in building my business. And then also videos. What presentations can you do online video-wise? Sharing the product or service, having a representative to represent it for your brand, and have a spokesperson for your brand to actually get the word out as well. If you're not comfortable with doing it, then have someone else to do it for you. It's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. So all of these nuts and bolts and tools and tips that we share each week is for the betterment to help you grow your network. That's what it's all about, building your network, your brand, and your network. The more you stay structured there and function there, the better you are. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited for this opportunity to share with you here on this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's always been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege, that's from my brother Les Brown, and we're going to continue to share with you each and every week as we close out the month of April for our growth series to help and assisting businesses and entrepreneurs across the globe to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we take the time to study, to do what we have to do each day, schedule your time. How is your time management skills? What are you doing to set up aside a time to put together the most craziest and boldest marketing campaign that you can think of to get the attraction that you need to grow your network? And also making sure others are understanding exactly what it is you do. And the more we stay focused and structured there, the better we are. And I'm going to share this with you. No matter what it takes, you have the power. You have the authority to build your business like never before. If you see this opportunity as an opportunity, if you see this as a way to grow, if you don't, that's a different story. But if you do, you see, that's what I'm talking about. So I want to make sure that everybody gets this, everybody understands this. Again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ed Peterson. I'm the radio host here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And it's three ways to strengthen your marketing leadership. And basically, you want to continue to grow, continue to strengthen your campaigns each and every week, putting it together. And if you have any further questions, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, you can schedule an appointment with us. You can book an appointment with us. We can help you. We can assist you on reference to growing your network in the area where you do business. And so with that, I want to thank you all for this edition, tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, if you have any questions or any ideas that you want to put together, entrepreneurs are starting a new business. If you're starting a new business, get in contact with us. We want to help. We want to make sure that you're successful in your endeavor or whatever business you decide to get into in the marketplace. We want to make sure that you have the tools, the necessities that you can use today to help you grow. And with that, I want to thank you. Talk to you again. And guys, see you guys all at the top.